Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Even if you've never tried one, you've likely seen a Segway. The Segway is that self-balancing and self-powered two-wheeled scooter that moves faster than most of us can run, but slower than, say, a bike. In Boston's North End, Segways are causing quite a commotion, with some residents demanding they be banned from the neighborhood altogether. As WBUR's Sonari Glinton reports, most of the controversy centers on one man.
The saying goes, a prophet is never appreciated in his hometown. Alan Danley's no prophet. That doesn't keep people in the North End from not appreciating him or his Segways, and he knows it.
You know, you could ride down this road, a commercial street, one-way street, on a bike the wrong way, and no one will bat an eye. But if you do that on a Segway, woo boy, you're going to get roasted, toasted, and deep fried.
Okay, Alan Danley is a little prone to exaggeration, and bicyclists have their own issues in this town. Danley runs Boston Gliders, which offers guided tours on Segways. On a Segway, you can see in a few hours what it can take days to see walking. They're fun to ride, futuristic, even energy efficient. All good, right? Well, not so fast.
I think it's going to be dangerous for the city, and someone's going to get hurt.
Salvatore Lamattina represents the North End in the Boston City Council.
So the issue is safety for me. You know, someone's on it, and they're going down 12 miles an hour, and if they hit a senior or a little kid, someone can get hurt. I want to address this issue before someone gets hurt or someone gets killed on these Segways.
Lamattina is looking into ways to curtail the use of Segways, possibly even banning them altogether in the North End. Okay, you hear that sound? That's the sound of Al Danley running over his assistant's hand. This is one of the many demonstrations Danley uses to show how safe Segways are.
Greg's going to lend his right hand to us, and he's going to place it on the ground. And I'm going to nice and slowly here drive up and over his hand.
Do it.
I'll do it.
Oh, he's dying. He's like, whoa, wait a second, this is awesome.
He rolled over my hand. I'd say it felt like a pinch. Not something I'd want to happen all day long, but not too bad. To prove how safe they are, Danley wants to take me out on a Segway tour. But first, we got to have orientation.
All right, so I'm a little bit afraid of falling.
You're 6 inches off the ground. So we're going to talk to you about what you should or shouldn't do in case you felt like you may fall and how to disembark the Segway properly to ensure that you wouldn't get hurt.
I never really got over my fear of falling. But I did begin to feel a little more comfortable. So we went out for our ride around the North End.
You know, as long as everybody acts responsibly, you know, how you doing, guys?
As we ride, we see lots of fans of the Segway in the North End. And for the most part, we stick to side streets.
This is a small street. Very few cars ever come down here.
Riding a Segway is pretty fun. It's kind of hard to see exactly what the problem is when you're riding one. City Councilor Lamattina has some insight.
I have no problem with Al. I know he doesn't have a lot of friends in a particular neighborhood that he's operating in the North End.
Essentially, Al Danley rubs people the wrong way. He admits he's found himself in the middle of more than one or two neighborhood feuds. Even Segway, the company, has a problem with him.
It wasn't until his presence was there that there was really any sort of an issue.
Eric Fleming is a spokesman for Segway. The company is lobbying the state and the city to keep Segways from being banned. Fleming worries the real problem is not the product, but Danley.
As an entrepreneur and as a member of that local society, you have to have this two-way relationship with the place in which you operate.
For Al Danley, the fight is personal. It's a fight about his livelihood. And he thinks people shouldn't make up their minds about Segways because they don't like him or they think his Segways look annoying.
I'm sure there are a level of some people who have a full glass of haterade. The worst is for people to say they're annoying because they're big, clunky, you know, scary. All these things is completely false. A Segway is 19 inches by 23 inches.
When Segways were first introduced, their inventor said they would change the world. And Al Danley still insists they can. For WBUR, I'm Sonari Glinton.